on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Let us again start by the Memra Ella Abaye Verove the Amri Tavaye, around 13 lines from the bottom. Abaye and Rove want to emphasize Akashe that Rabbi Kiva asked and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshaned Baal Asher Noki that the Baal Asher does not have to pay the maid lodders. And Rabbi Kiva asked, I know that you don't have to pay the maid lodders, because it says, by the maid lodders, it says, B'chi yotinotsu anoshim v'lo yishvorim. So the chi of the maid lodders, and it says in the parsha, is dafke by anoshim and not by shvorim. So shvorim were already nismayed from the maid lodders, anoshim v'lo yishvorim. So why do you need now another miyut of Ubala Sheinoki? And we hear two mahalchim in this, the Akaponim came out according to the last mahalach before the Gemara asked Akashe that Ubala Sheinoki, which is speaking about Tam, is being megale that Anoshim v'lo yishvorim is speaking about Tam. Atam is part of the Mevlodis, and Amulid is Chai with Mevlodis. But there were other kashas that were asked on this Mahalach. So now we have here a new Mahalach, Ela Abaye v'Rove Domri Tavayu, that the Miyat, Abakivis Kasha, I know already that Shvorim one is Mayat. So Abaye v'Rove said, yes, I know Shvorim on Ismayit, Shvorim are different than Anoshim, but not Lahokel, Lahachmel. You're learning wrong Pshat in the Miyat. Abakiva was learning Pshat, Chinotsu Anoshim, by Anoshim, there's a Chiyiv, Mevlodis, Veloy Shvorim, by Shvorim there's no Chiyiv, the Mevlodis. So Abakiva asked, so I know already that there's no Chiyiv, the Mevlodis, by Shvorim, so why do you need a Baal Asher not? Now Abaye v'Rove says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the miyat anoshim v'lo yishvorim. Pshat in the miyat is as follows. It says, if ain osayin anoshim, by anoshim we have the guidelines of the pasuk. Ain osayin be'isha yeyonshu. If there's no osayin be'isha yeyonshu. Yesh osayin be'isha lo yeyonshu. By Anoshim, we have guidelines. When do you pay the Mevlodis if ain't us in the Isha? The woman wasn't killed. She was only mappled Mevlodis. There's no Chiyiv Misa. There's no Din Kimle B'darab Menei. So then the Din is that the Chayiv the Mevlodis. Yesh us in the Isha. But what is if the woman was killed, the Isha Muberes was killed? Lo Yeyonshu. Then they will not pay the Mevlodis, because we'll say Kim Leib the Rabbi Menei. V'loy Shvorim, Af Al Gav the Yesh Osayin Yei Onshu. By Shvorim, the Kule of Anoshim does not apply by Shvorim. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us not the way you say from this Pasuk. I know that Shvorim don't pay the Mevlodis. Adarabe, this pasuk is telling us that Shvorim pay the Mevlodis, Afilu Anoshim don't pay the Mevlodis. So if it only say Anoshim below Shvorim, I would say Pumfakel, that Shvorim always pay the Mevlodis. Afilu by Yesh Osim. Other Kosev Rachmana Bala Shernoki the Potter. So now I need the Bala Shernoki to tell me Barry Potter from the Mevlodis. I need the Baal Asher Noki, tell me the Potter from the Mevlodis. So this is the Teretz of Rabbi Kiva's Kasha. You said, without the Baal Lashon Lokei, I know that they're potter from Anoshim. He says, no, I wouldn't learn pshat like that in the Pasuk. I wouldn't say pshat in the Pasuk is that Anoshim achayv et mei vlodes in Shvorim are potter from mei vlodes. I say, punt fakel. Anoshim are potter by Yeshosim and Shvorim achayv by Yeshosim. So if I would learn the meat of Anoshim by Shvorim, I would go away saying Shvorim achayv et mei vlodes. That's why, that's what Rabbi Yosef Glida tells us, it says about Lashon Lokei, that Shvorim are potter mit mei vlodes. I'd like just to mention a Pnei Yeshua, Memes in the Tzereshash further, Rabbi Kevega, according to Abaye Verode, is this the same like before or not? Before, when we had the Anoshim V'loi Shvorim, and we had Baal Asher Noki, we ended up by saying that Asher Tam is Potter and Amuad Peis. And that's through the combination of Baal Asher Noki and Anoshim V'loi Shvorim, and that's how the Cheshbon goes. Because we had, there are two Miyutim. We had a Miyut Shvorim HaPotter, Anoshim V'loi Shvorim, we had a Miyut HaTam is Potter. So we made up this a kugel that after with both sukkim together means tam is potter, muad is chay. Here we have a different cheshbon against. Here we have, if we'd only say anoshim lo shvorim, I wouldn't say ptur. I would say shvorim are always chayiv. Shvorim are always chayiv. Afilu yesh osin. Now it says, so the meat is misleading, he's telling us. If you wouldn't have Rabbi Yosef Glili, you would learn Chumash, I would say that Shvorim are always Chayim. Shvorim are always Chayim. That's Pshan the Pasuk. Chatais the Pnei Yeshua, what would be Shvorim are always Chayim? This is, yesterday we had problems, today Baruch Hashem became a little clearer. So the Pnei Yeshua, Shvorim are always Chayim. Pshat is like this, Amuad is chayiv. Afilu you killed the shayah, because you pay min aliyah. Atam is chayiv. Atam is chayiv if there's ain osin, if she didn't die. If she died, take it. Then Atam is there's a chiv to my blood, but there's a chesh of you lebezin, for you shalom loch. That's what would have been. If it would only be Anoshim below Shvorim, I say Shvorim have all chumras. They're more chumra than Anoshim. But now that it says Baal Asher Noki, so the Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash that from Chesem and Bey say that Baal Asher Noki is a gilui that Tam is Potter, and we go with the Cheshbin that if Tam is Potter, Samud is also Potter, so everything is Potter. And now Anoshim below Shvorim means that Shvorim are always Potter. But you needed the Baal Asher Noki to guide me. Without the Baal Asher Noki, I would say even a hapachu. I would say that a tam is chayiv by ein osin, and a muad is chayiv afilu by yesh osin. So Rabbi Yosef Glili set us on the right track. This is the teretz of Abaye Verode. This is what the Pnei Yeshua says. Now let us see Rashi. Ela Abaye Verove da Omri Tavayu. Lahochi Yitzrich. You're asking, why do you need a miyut of Baal Asher Noki to patter Shvorim from the Mevlodes? The imi the Rabbi Kiva, if we'll just have Rabbi Kiva's miyut, Anoshim Veloi Shvorim, have Amina, I would fatrei the miyut, have Amina, Anoshim Veloi Shvorim, Hochi Midrish. Anoshim hu dechiyesh osem beisha lo yeyon shubid mei vlodes. Dekom lo yibid arab mei. Avo shvorim afilu yesh osem yeyon shubid mei vlodes. De leke bo chi of misa. So we didn't understand yesterday what this means. De leke bo chi of misa, it means there's no chi of misa on the bailam. There's no chi of misa. When the shoy kills, yesh osem beisha, so the bailam is not chi of misa. So since the Bailam is not Chayiv Misa, so I would think, so then you pay the Mevlodes. But that's Anoshim V'loi Shvorim. That's the Miyot. Anoshim if there's Yesh Osen B'Yishe, so they don't pay, because Kim Lev Darab Minei. But by Shvorim, there's no Chayiv Misa and Anoshim.
There's no chiyuv misa on the anoshim. So a muid with paid my vlodes. Atam is also machuyim, but there's a problem if you're bezin l'shalom loch. That's what I would ever have a minute. So kosav achmona bala shernoki, that shvorim are completely potter from the mevlodes. Now let's just go a little further. Maskif lo Rav Ade Barave. So now, Rav Ade Barave est akashen abai verove. Otu bo'osain tal yemilse, bikavone tal yemilse. Now let us see exactly what Rav Ade Barave is asking. So the Rashi is like, Otu bo'osain tal yemilse, bikavone tal yemilse. Vafilu yeish osain meisha. He told them this way, the way you learn pshat mechumish hazay. That ain't osain yeyonish. Yeish osain lo yeyonish. And shvarim, afilu yeish osain is also yeyonish. He says, I got news for you. Vafulu yesh os, anoshim, afulu yesh osin beisha, is also yeyonshu. Im niskaven lechaveri. Now, I'd just like to give a stickle hakdome, what Rav Ade Barave is saying, before we get into the protim of what he's saying. The gewunchen nezach that Abaye v'Rova were machadish, they say, Zemit anoshim v'lo shvorim. So he says, if you learn chumish, you'll see that poshut we learned, Rabbi Kiva learned, anoshim achayiv, anoshim shvorim apota. So it's a kasha, and Rabbi Yisrael glue, I don't need another miyut. That is pshat, that was Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Abaye v'rov was machadish. No, look at the whole posik. The posik says, emein osayim, yeyonish, yechayiv, only ein osayim. Yeish osayim, lo yeyonish. So the Pasik is speaking about Chiv and Ptur. So the Veloy Shvarim is coming to tell us where an Ish is Potter Asher is Chai. So Mamela, so Rabbi Kiva, his Kasha doesn't begin. Rav Ade Barave said, before we go into the Cheshman, I got news for you. By Yesh Osin also you pay the Mevlodis. I got news for you. Yesh Osin you pay the Mevlodis. So if you pay the Mevlodis by Yesh Osin, so Mamela your Teretz fizzles out. So you can't say that Anoshim are Potter and Shvarim are Chayiv, because by Yesh Osim Anoshim are also Chayiv. So we'll explain how this is soon. But Yesh Osim Anoshim are also Chayiv. So Korach the Miyut is that Anoshim are Chayiv and Shvarim are Potter. So that's Rabbi Kiva's Kasha. This is what Rav Ade Barave is going to say. According to Rashi, Rav Ade Barave is going to say, I got news for you. Where you live Shatan the Posik, you said a Teret. That the Pasuk is telling us a chumra of shvarim over anoshim. But that chumra is only existent if I say yesh osen lo yeyonish. But if I say yesh osen yeyonish, so then the Pasuk is telling me chumra is by anoshim, and Akoch is telling me kula is by shvarim, and we're back to Rabbi Kiva. Now let's see Rashi, how do we explain this? Ba'filu yesh osen be'oto ba'osen tal yemils be'kavonet tal yemils. Va'afilu yesh osayin be'ishe, afilu the ishe got killed, ye'onshu, they paid the mevlodis, im niskaven l'chaveroi. Now, let's learn Chumash. The Pasuk is telling us a whole scenario. Ki notzu anoshim yachtov, v'nokfu ishe holo. Ki notzu anoshim yachtov, the Gemara says, it's speaking about, b'matzeis shebemisa medabar ikosav. These two people, one wanted to kill the other. They weren't stammers, they're boxing. The one wanted to kill the other. And then, he wanted to give him a zetz that'll be the last zetz he'll ever have in his life. He wanted to kill him with that zetz. But not for Isharin, by mistake, he went and hit an Isha. And there was an Osoin. She died. And she was Mapo the Vlodis. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. Sift Rashi, im niskaven אפילו יש אוסן באיש יאונשו, אם נסקוון לחברוי, if he didn't want to kill the אישה, he wanted to kill חברוי, תסביר אלי לרב עדה כרב שמן, דאומה במסכס הנהדרין, באילו הנה נשרופים, נסקוון להרוג איזה, והורג איזה, פוטר ממיסה וחייב מומן. רב עדה הולד like רב שמן, Avad holds like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, if he killed the Isha, he's potter for Misa. He didn't have any intent to kill the Isha. Now, there's a machlokes, Rav Ade, and there's a machlokes, Rav Shimon and the Chachomim. The Chachomim we had before in the Rav Shimon, they hold his chai of Misa. You wanted to kill? You ended up by killing the wrong person. Garnished. You made, it was a hakosha yesh by Misa. You wanted to kill a Yid? You killed another Yid. You're chai of Misa. Nefesh tachas nefesh. That's what the Chachamim learn. Rab Shimon learns, no. If you wanted to kill one person, and by mistake you killed another person, you're potter for misa. You're potter for misa. Now what the din is in the Sata nefesh tachas nefesh means you have to pay. You have to pay to the Yoshim how much this the Isha was worth. But you're potter for misa. So let's learn Chumash now according to Rav Shimon. If the woman will die, he paid Mevlodis? Definitely. She paid Mevlodis. Because he's not Chayiv Misa for killing the woman. He pays how much the Isha was worth, and he'll pay the Mevlodis. So according to Rav Shimon, the Pasuk is not speaking about a kula of Anoshim. Anoshim always pay. They pay. If she didn't die, they paid the Mevlodis. If she did die, and she was killed by accident, they paid the Mevlodis. So an Isha, so, Afur, there was an Osim B'Isha, they also paid the Mevlodis. So that says, V'loi Shvorim, so Kocha means, V'loi Shvorim, the Shvorim are part of the Mevlodis. So that means you wanted to say Pshat, the Pasuk is Tangas Akul and Anoshim, because Yesh Osim Lo Yeyonish. I got news for you. According to Rab Shimon, after she dies, is also Yayonish. So the Miyat has to become a Kula for Shvarim, and then we're back to Rabbi Akiva's Kasha. That's the Kasha. The last light, the Tone de Vecheski, the Oma Lechelakta boy, Bein Miskavel, Lashay Miskavel, Lachay Vimom, Ella Paitre Mom. Now, according to Tone de Vecheski, Tone de Vecheski says, Afilu, you kill Shaloi Bekavone, you potter to pay for the Nerag, you potter to pay the Mevlodis, Leichalakta be Miskav, Shaini Miskav. Rabada doesn't hold like, the Rav Shimon doesn't hold like Tonu de Becheski, so may you chay to pay. So your whole shtik teure, that is a kula by Anoshim, that the potter, Yesh Osen Beisha, according to Rav Shimon, that's non-existent. Afilu Yesh Osen Beisha, they also chay to pay. So kochoch, for the Isha and for the Mevlodis, so Akochach, the meat is Lekula, Anoshim Achayim, and Shvorim Apot. So that's very good, but there's a Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says, Im Lo Yiyah Osayim, Onish Yonish. Vices, if there would be an Osayim, you're not Yonish. You tell me if all this is Osayim, it's also Yeyonish. So what do you do, Pshat in the Pasuk? Zot Rashi v'layiya osin dekho b'chaveri kedorish loy. That's not talking about the Isha. That's talking about the Chava. He wanted to kill the Chava. He ended up by killing the Isha. So let me tell you something. If he killed the Isha, it's chayv to pay. Because it's an enem eskavin, and it's a mamela, you chayv to pay. You don't get killed for the Isha, and you chayv to pay the may nerag and the may blodis. That's it. So if the Isha will die, you have to pay. Either Pasuk says Imloyi Osen Yonish. The Mishnah means what happens in the process. He killed the person he was fighting with, which was a Meskavan. He wanted to kill him, and in this process he was Mapul. The Isha was Mapul the Vlodis. Oh, in such a case, if that person got killed, ki yinotzu Anoshim Yachtov. Yeah. Im Yir Osen, if he'll die, or if he'll die, then you take a pot of under my blood. Then you put up under my blood. Lo Yir Osen Dekro, Bechaveire Kadorish Loi. Im Ein Osen Bechaveire, Fuli Yesh Osen Bishi Yeyonish. So let's just stop here for a minute. So here, so now we're stuck a little bit. Means afilo according to Rab Shimon, there's a posik that's telling us that there's to be an osin. No good, the osin won't be in the isha, the osin will be in chaveret. But there's a posik that's telling us if there'll be an osin, if someone will get killed, if someone is the chaveret, then you put it from the my blood is. So we're back with Abai and Rovish Tiktaire. About a shayr? If a shayr will kill that person, he's chayved my blood is. So what's the chilek? You're telling me, according to Rab Shimon, Im Yir Osein is going on the Chaveiroi. I'm telling you, according to the Chachomim, the Osein is going on the Isha. Fine, that's what like is Tanoim. But Al Koponim, Afilu, according to Rab Shimon, the Pasuk says that there is a case Im Yir Osein Lo Yeyonesh. And Asher is not like that. In fact, the Rosh and the Shittim Gebetz, so what's next? So what are you asking? The same drash that Abaye said according to the Chachamim, Mi Osein Beisha, so Anoshim Apota and Anoshim and the Shvarim Achaye. So according to Rab Shimon, we'll say Mi Osein Bechaveiroi, the Anoshim Apota and Shvarim will be Chaye. So what did you? So the Rosh and the Shittim Yetzer says something very interesting. The Oimek HaDvorim, why here you say it, I don't know. But the Rosh is like this. If you're going, the Osin is going on Chaveiroi, you're saying, Ki Yinotsu Anoshim, Yinotsu Anoshim, V'loi Shvorim, so then V'loi Shvorim means that two Shvorim were fighting. That's the title V'loi Shvorim. If the Osein is going on the Yinotsu Anoshim, and that means these two people were fighting and one killed the other, and then it says, Imi Osein, if he died, is Lo Yeyonesh, so if you are Medayik Shvorim, so if one Shor killed another Shor, so he's Chayev, Shkayev, so that's no Chiddush, I don't need a Posik for that. So the Rosh says, according to this drash, we can't say that it's coming to tell us a chumre in shvorim. So according to coming to tell us a kul in shvorim. So that was the kash of Rab Shimon. The kivin da anoshim aheichet di yesh osoin beisha nami yeyonshu yishtaker di mit shvorim. So memele, so anoshim are always chayiv when there's an osin in the isha. So the miyat v'loi shvarim is bein b'yesh osayin, bein shein b'osayin, this is shvarim apota, because according to Rab Shimon, when the isha dies, the isha got killed, anoshima always chayiv. So you can't say that v'loi shvarim is coming to tell us a chaymer of shvarim over anoshim. That's coming to tell us Hakule. That's from don't pay the Mevlodis. This is the kasha of Rav Ada Bar Rava. So in other words, he's saying, we're back to Rabbi Kiva's kasha. You did not fa'emfa Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Elo. So he says, so mas, let's go now see the lotion of Rav Ada Bar Rava. Maskiv lo ravada barava otu ba'osain talya milse is the ptul by anoshim. If the woman died, I feel the woman died, they're also chayiv. Bekavone talya milse. But if they wanted to kill the isha, then they're potter under the may blood is, and then the sher is chayiv. So, Elo Omar Avada Barab. Anoshim kiniskavnu zelozem. if the Anoshim wanted to kill one the other, half a PCH Osim Beisha Yeonshu. Even though there's an Osim Beisha Yeonshu, because they're not Chayev Mise by Einem Miskaven, according to Rab Shimon. The Chayev Bomen, the Chayev Dmev Lodis. But by Anoshim, Ki Niskavnu Leisha Atzma, but what if they were Machaven, they were Machaven Taket to hit the Isha? Lo Yeonshu. Then there'll be lo yeyonshu, because then there'll be mamish that didn't have kibbutz with the rabbi. They wanted to kill the isha, and they killed them. This isn't the main blood is. The lo yishvorim da filu niskavno le isha atzma yeyonshu. Fill they were mechaven to kill the isha yeyonshu. Because the brachmona bala shenoki de p'tirim. So it comes out the emerson that ade barave is really saying, the way Rashi learns Al Kaponim, Chavad Barava is really saying the same Oifen Hadrash that Abaye Barava said, that Lamaise, that the Miyot Anoshim V'loi Shvorim is that Shvorim are more Chomer, but Abaye Barava said they're more Chomer when there's an Osin Be'isha. And he said, no, when there's an Osin Be'isha, Anoshim are also Chayiv. The more chomo when it was niskaven leisha. There, anoshim apota, and shvorim achai. So I would think that take achai. That's we need a balasher noki. So, lechayre, it's just a play of words. I mean, the shail is on what chelik are we dashning v'loi shvorim? Are we dashning v'loi shvorim on ye osin beisha? And that's a chaymer of shvarim. That's what the Bible of held. But in Ravad the Barava held, no, by us in Beisha, Anoshim are also chayiv. The Veloy shvarim is coming a case by Niskaven Leisha. Niskaven Leisha, so then Anoshim are potter, shvarim are chayiv. That's what I would say. That's what we need about the Shernoki. Chayn ki yosa rav chage midoroyme osa v'aisi masnise biyodai kevosei de ravade barabe. He brought a baraisa like ravade barabe. Period. Now we're going to see Tosfos. Bekavone tal yemilse. Perish hakuntres. Zarashi says, desvira like Rav Shimon. Ravada Barava holds like Rav Shimon. The Oma Ba'elu Heina Nisrofim Niskaven Larig Eze Vohorag Eze Potter Mimise. You potter from Mise. If you killed the Isha, and he wasn't Mechaven to kill the Isha, you potter. Vekivin the potter Mimise Chayiv Bidmei Vlodet. So then, Zafilda was an osin beisha, since he wasn't machaven to kill the isha, yechayved may bloodis. The last light, the ton of the vecheski, does not ton of vecheski. So memele is asking akashe, so how could you say, if there's an osin beisha, Anoshim apota and shvorim achayiv, according to Rab Shimon, and there's an osin by anisha, anoshim also chayiv. He holds like Rab Shimon, he doesn't hold like Tonu de Becheski. The kasha l'ri, so the ri is a kasha, and Rashi, the ri oyetoma, ravada, barava, alabaya, verovim, svurim, kerabono, maskiflo, yes, Akashe, ask of Rada Barava. I'm saying Psham the Posik according to the Rabbonon, and for him from Yabyesi Aglili according to the Rabbonon. She told him, ask him, law, according to Rab Shimon, it's not that way. So, I'm saying according to the Rabbonon, and I'm saying Psham Yabyesi Aglili, so what do you want for my life? V'oi, Kashe number two. The Tzrichel Meimer, the Rav Ada Ubaraisa the Rav Chagi the Roimo Pligi Atone de Vecheski. That means, now let me just say one vote here. We shouldn't get too confused. According to Rab Shimon, Niskaven Laroiges Chaveroi Vohorages Aisha. So let's say this, let's mention three sheets. The Rabbanan hold, you get killed. He killed an Isha guy. He wanted to kill one Yid, he killed another, you get Misa. And if you get Misa, Fashtait Sikhi Potter from the Mayv Lodis, Kim Leb Darabne, that's the Rabbanan. Let's put that aside. Now there's a Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says no. If he wanted to kill one person, he killed the Isha, you don't kill him. Nasato nefesh tachas nefesh, you pay dmei hanerak. Fine. That's. Now Tosfos said, and since you paid dmei hanerak, you'll pay dmei vlodis also. Not kimlo b'darabne, you'll pay dmei vlodis also. That's what Rashi said. I'm sorry, according to Rashi. Tone de vecheski, you said, lechilakto bein miskaven lo she'ena miskaven. Tone de vecheski, you said, that if he killed someone ain't a miskaven, hopefully you don't kill him, like Rab Shimon. Tone de vecheski said, you don't pay the mei nerag, and you don't pay the mei vlodis. Lechilakto bein miskaven lo she'ena miskaven. That's what Tone de vecheski said. And again, alone, you put off on the mei vlodis for sure. You put off on the mei vlodis. So it comes out that Rav Ada Bar Abba holds not like Tana de Becheski. That doesn't like Tana de Becheski. Because according to Tana de Becheski, a fellow you don't kill him, but he'll be potter from the Dmei Vlodis. V'oi tzricha l'meima, the Rav Ada Baraisa, the Rav Chagi de Reimo, pligi at Tana de Becheski. If that's the case, Vahavale Lamitra Chochik the Poch Rova Olay the Rabdimi Perk Elunaris, Umi Ikeman the Lesley the Tana de Becheski, is there someone on this world that doesn't hold like Tana de Becheski? The Gabi de Mevlodis. The Gabi de Mevlodis, everyone is my daddy apotter. The Chalak de Be Miskav Moshein Miskav. And according to Rashi, we just found someone. We found Avade, Avaraise, the Reimo, period. So now, Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat, and now we're going to learn Tosfos' pshat. V'nirelari derove v'abaye. Now let's go back to Rav and Abaye, and how Rav and Abaye said pshat in the pasuk. Now let's just refresh our memories. Rav and Abaye said pshat like this. We have a posik in Chumash, v'chi yinotzu anoshim, v'notfu isha horem, v'yotzu yilodeo. So the din is, they hold like the Rabbonon, fine, they can hold like the Rabbonon. So the din is, im ein osein ye onesh, if the woman did not die, so yeyonis, she paid the mevlodis, no one died. Im yesh osain, lo yeyonis. If the woman died, lo yeyonis. Why lo yeyonis? Kim lo bedarab minei. Kim lo im yesh osain, lo yeyonis. Now, the posik is speaking about, let's learn Chumash. The posik is speaking about that he wanted to kill one person. He killed the Isha, so the Pasuk says, if he killed the Isha, lo yeh onesh, kim lo b'darab minei. What? And that we have but a shoyer will, the same scenario will substitute a shoyer instead of a person. If a shoyer wanted to kill Reuven and kill the Isha, the shoyer will pay to make vlodis, anoshim v'lo shvorim. The shoyer will pay the mevlodis. That's what I would say. Now, if a posse kabbalah shanoki, don't say that. The shoyer is potter from the mevlodis. That's how Abai Barova learned pshat. So now I know if a shoyer was niskaven for a ish and he killed the Isha, so even though the Pasik Anoshim v'loi Shvarim I could learn is coming to tell us that Shvarim are Chayiv, but the Ba'al Yosek Lili put us on the right track and said, no, the Sher is Potter. Sher is Potter, Ba'al Sher Noki. But when is Ba'al Sher Noki? In the case of the Pasik. Now, let me clarify Shiloh. What will be the din? Another case. The Sher wanted to kill the Isha, and he killed the Isha. Will the Sher be Mechayiv to Mevlodis? So Taisa is going to say, Agamal never really spoke about it, but Taisa says, Ravada Barava is speaking about it. So Taisa wants to say, Abai Varova held, in such a case, the Sher will be Chayiv to Mevlodis. Because the miut of Bala Sher Noki is only speaking about the case of the Pasuk. But if I'll have that the Sher wanted to kill the Isha, then the Sher is chayv to my blood. That's what Abaye Velova held Lemaise. The whole drosh of Rabbi Yosi Glili is speaking about the case of the Pasuk. The Sher did not want to kill the Isha. But if the Sher wanted to kill the Isha, then you take a chayv to my blood. That's what Abaye Velova held Beshita. Nirlari, the Rav of Abai, Elohoye Poitrim Shvorim Midvei Lodis Minoki, Elodavke Hechad Loiniskavnu Lisha. Only if they weren't Machavan Lisha. Dum Yeda Noshim Nishtoibu Kro. That means the Pasik is speaking about Loiniskavnu Lisha. And the Mele, and there it says, Anoshim are Potter from the Mevlodis. There I would say Shvorim Achayim with Mevlodis. There, therefore I need Balashir Noki to tell me that they're put upon Mevlodis. Avo! Niskaven Leisha Atzma, but Abai Varova holds of Niskaven Leisha Atzma, Chayiv. Then the din is that they're Chayiv. The Balashir Noki is only going on the case that the Pasuk is speaking about. How do I know Abai and Rava hold like this? Mita Leikoma, because they weren't explicit. Mita Leikoma didn't say, Anoshim, Ein Osain, Ye Onesh. Ho Yesh Onesh, Ho Yesh Osain, Lo Ye Onesh. Bein Iskavnu Ze Lo Ze, Bein Lein Iskavnu Ze Elo Leisha Atzma. V'lo Yishvorim, they should have spoken about this case also, Bein Iskavnu Leisha. V'lo Yishvorim, De Bein Hochi, O Bein Hochi. Yeonish, sign is kavnu zeloze. Sign is kavnu lisha yeonish. Kosovachmona balashanoki de potter. That means they, Abai Varova should have said, without balashanoki, I have two cases that are noshima potter. Loinis kavnu lisha de potter. Niskavnu lisha de potter. And that I have a diik in two cases, I would say, no, these two cases shvar machai, and on these two, and in order not to assume like that, that this is a bala shenoki. If that's what they hold, they should have said it. Elovadai biniskavnu leisha atzma abaye v'rove lefiyem is hold. If they were niskavnu leisha atzma, since the posik is not speaking about such a case. Chayovim labai v'rove, then the shares takachayv mevlodes. Va'av al gav. So Taisis is saying a new aloche, which doesn't say beferish in Agamore, but Taisis is saying that the Baal Asher Noki, that Pater Shvorim from the mevlodes, that's only speaking about in the case of the posik, which is speaking loinis gav nulisha. But if Niskavnu Leisha, they wanted to kill the Isha, and they killed the Isha, and they were mappled the Vlodis, then they're going to pay the Dmevlodis. As Elcher Rishoyim, then they're going to pay for the Dmevlodis. So Toysvis Va'afal Gav, the Anoshim Tiri Tveikshim Niskavnu Leisha, I, by Anoshim, if they're Mechavan Leisha, it's a bigger Svorah Liftoil than Loi Niskavnu. Niskavan Leisha, says Mamish Kim Lebede Rabbanei. Loi Niskavan Leisha, there's a big tumult of this Kim Lebede Rabbanei. Haini Mishum Dishaych Bukam Lebede Rabbanei. Because by Anoshim, you're right, in Niskavan Leisha, Zichikam Lebede Rabbanei. Abel Bishoyer, Loi Shayer. Ashoyer is not in of Kim Lebede Rabbanei. So Memele Ashoyer, Abaye v'Rove held that the kula of Baal Asher Noki, you don't pay the Mevlodis, that's Davki if it didn't have an intent to kill the Isha. But if it had an intent to gore the Isha, then they're going to pay the Mevlodis. And how? And that's Shitas Abaye v'Rove. Poich avada barave. No. You're wrong. According to Rabbi, the Dorish Ban Ischofim, Vnasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Momen. Rabbi holds that by Niskaven Loze Vahorgeze, so Rabbi holds you pay the Dmei HaNeret. The last lay, and he doesn't hold loichi lakta be miskaven l'sheinim miskaven linyan d'mei haneg. That's clear that Rabbi holds this a difference between einim miskaven and miskaven. Miskaven l'arig eseisha, you don't pay d'mei haneg, that's for sure. Einim miskaven l'arig eseisha, Rabbi holds you do pay d'mei haneg. So in this, Rabbi Zicher does not hold a ketonah de Becheskia. V'soiver Rav Ade, so Rav Ade holds, according to Rabbi, Dohu Adin Le'inyin de Mevlodis. The Mevlodis, if it was Leinis Kavan Le'isha, just like you pay, according to Rabbi, the Mei HaNerek, you also pay, according to Rabbi, the Mei Vlodis. The Kivin, the Goli Kro, because according to Rabbi, I have a Gili Akoshe Shlachalik Be Miskaven L'Shein Niskavelin in the Mei HaNerek. That's Klo. Gabi, the Mei HaNerek, if it's Miskaven L'Argas, you don't pay anything. If he wasn't miskaven l'arga seisha, he paid the mayan erik. So the zicher achal chilakto bein miskaven l'sheini miskaven l'ni the mayan erik is loy nilmoid oid shum ptur momoin she'ini miskaven mikoyach hakeisha. So therefore, that means this shtik teure, this shtik teure that Tanit Becheski said, Leichalakto be miskaben, l'shein miskaben, that was Tanit Becheski shtik teure. Rabbi holds, since I see that by miskaben you don't pay the main erak, ein miskaben you do pay the erak, so Rav Ade said that Rabbi holds, who adin, l'gabi d'mei vlodis, miskaben you don't pay the Mevlodis, and ain miskaven, you will play the Mevlodis. Va'av al-gav d'islei keisha le'inyin shar dvorim, that means the hekish of Tonid ve'cheskiye le'gabi all other inyonim le'chalakta ben shoygig b'meisit b'neinis v'rotzim le'potroi mimomin, he holds like Tonid ve'cheskiye, but he holds according to Rabbi. And just like by a miskav you paid Dmei Nerag, even though by miskav you don't pay Dmei Nerag, so who adin, by miskavin you don't pay Dmei Vlodis, and by any miskavin you paid Dmei Vlodis. Vim kem l'didei. According to Rabbi, anoshim, afilu yeish osein beisha, according to Rabbi, if the woman will get killed, in the case of the posuk of Einim Miskaved, Yeyonshu, they'll pay the Mevlodis. That's what Rav Ada Barava holds Alibi the Rebbe. Just like you paid the Meyanerig, you paid the Mevlodis also. Ule di day, Yeshlonu lifto bishvorim, afilu niskavna leisha. So we have the pater shvorim afilu niskavnu leisha. That means as follows. That means, according to Rebbe, according to Rebbe, we have like this. We have the Pasuk is speaking about Einis Kavan Leishet. So there the din is, according to Rebbe, he pays, Anoshim pay. Anoshim pay. And then, so if that'll be the only case, so then it'll be Shvarim don't pay. That's like a Bekiva. So why do you need Bala Asher Noki? But it seems that the Pasuk, I can derive from the Pasuk, what'll be in this Kavan Leisha, then Anoshim won't pay, then Shvarim would pay, and I need by Niskavan Leisha, and that's why I need a Baal Asher Noki to come and tell me that I feel on Niskavan Leisha, Shvarim don't pay. So Bekitzer, Rav Ader Bar Ave held Alibe de Rebbe, you Abai Barove had said, if Niskavan Leisha, Shvarim will pay the Mevlodis, according to Rebbe, it's Muchach, that Niskavan Leisha, Shvarim won't pay the Mevlodis. Because that's the only case I could be Medayik, Anoshim Apotter, Shvarim Achayim, and that's why I need the Baal Hashanoki to tell me that Shvarim will also Apotter, when Niskavan Leisha. Sheyevsha l'Rabbi Lidrosh Elo k'moshe deirish achekein. This drash that Rav Ader Bar Ave says that anoshim are potter by niskaven leisha. So I would think shvarim achayiv. That's neither Baal Asher Noki. Umid Rabbi nishma lekulo tanoi. And from Rabbi, we can figure out all Tanoim. That means if according to Rebbe, it's Muchach, that Niskaven Leisha Shvorim Apotel, I don't find a Machlekes in this. Shleim Ratzin a Machlekes Ebineim. V'abaye v'rov esvira lehu, they hold that Niskaven Leisha Shoyos Takechai Ben Mei Blodis, the Davke Lamai de Goli Krok, going with Mei Nerag Le Rebbe Goli, Amo B'shamo Min Le Goli. Abai v'rover hold, they vehemently disagree with Rav Ader Bar Ave, and they hold, by loinis kaven leisha, you're potter from the mevlodis. Even though you're chayved meyadner, you're potter from the mevlodis. So memele, so there, drash, anoshim v'loy shvorim, was going on by loinis kaven leisha. So therefore they can personally hold, and that is a miut of Baal Asher Noki. Masha'en came in his kamalish that he hold the piyemis that shvorim achayv with made bloodies. V'chein muchach ba'apore. Now Tosis really fabricated a whole machloikis between Abai v'Rov and Rav Ader. If there's a chiyev the made bloodies by this kamalish, so Tosis says, you think I'm making a saying of Abba Maisa. So Tosis says it's enough in the Gemara Vayta. Dabei v'rov esfirlu shulchayev b'shvorim in the mevlodes k'shenizkaven le'isha atzmo. It's not. We learned sher shoyem iskaven lechaveiroi v'hiko isha v'yotzu yilodel poto mit mevlodes. Then is poto from the mevlodes. V'daikina b'gmora taima din iskaven l'chaveira. Then you're part of the mevlodis. Avon iskaven l'isha, mishalem iskaven l'isha, you paid the mevlodis. Name it hevet yufte da Rav Ader Bar Ave. Because Rav Ader Bar Ave says that if on iskaven l'isha, you're part of the mevlodis. Because the whole Anoshim v'loi shvorim is going by Niskaven Leisha, and I would think you're chayiv, and that's why the Baal Asher Noki tells me that you're potter. And here v'raya you're chayiv. Mashme de l'rova v'abaye neche. The mechayiv v'ebed meivlodis by Niskaven Leisha. Mas nisen da achoy v'ol de potter shemid meivlodis. According to Abaye v'rova is dafke shaloi Niskaven Leisha. Dum yed anoshim dekho. That's this Taisvis, which is a very complicated Taisvis. Now let's start the next Gemara. Tanya Idach. We learned another Baraisa. Baal Asher Noki. Rabbi Kiva, the Shailas, what is Baal Asher Noki is speaking about? speaking about a tam, bala shernoki.
Anya idoch, bala shernoki. Rabbi Kiva oimer noki midmei evet. It's speaking about that a tam killed an evet. Like this, a muad kills an evet, you pay shloishim shel evet. A tam kills an evet, so I would think you pay chatzi dmei evet. Migufay, so kbash melon, noki midmeyev. So I have a pasuk to tell me that a tam does not pay chatzi dmeyev. Frekte gemore, v'neime Rabbi Kiva l'nafshe. When Rabbi Lezer said this drosha, noki mechatzi koifer, so Rabbi Kiva jumped on Rabbi Lezer's neck. He thought, what do you mean, noki me? I need a pasuk to tell me that you put off a chatzi koif, a viul a bezn viyishalom loch. I don't understand you. It's poshit that Tom doesn't pay koif. Since you pay me gufoy, and since he killed a person, so you killed the shayir. So if you killed the shayir, you can't pay. So I need a miut of chatzi koif. That was Rabbi Kiva's kasha and Rabbi Loza. And now Rabbi Kiva said the same thing. He said, "Bala shernoki, he's part of from the meyer chatzi the meyer chatzi the meyer." So let me ask you, I need a pasuk for that. You're going to kill the shayah. Avi lebezn v'yishalom loch. So memeilu, I didn't need a meat, your potter. Vashteitzich your potter. If you're going to kill the shayah, so how could you pay chatzi d'mei odet? Frek de gemore, v'nei mera bekivu. Why didn't he ask this kasha on himself? V'loi atzma yeinim ishtalam ala migufoi. By a tam, you only pay migufoy. If you lebezn v'yishalom loch, say bazoi. So how could you pay migufoy? You have to bring the shayla skila. So I have a gilui hakra that you don't pay. A tam doesn't pay. So I need a meat. Oma Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok shekodam bailov v'shachtoy. So Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok said, no, this pasuk is speaking about as follows. You know what the story is? The story is speaking about that a sheir went and killed an eved. Now, when they bring the sheir to Bezin, Bezin's going to ask him, you killed the sheir, which is not very good for the bailim. So before they made a gemar din, before Bezin had a chance to make a gemar din, the Bailam went, took the shayr, he says, listen, we gotta do something with you before the Gemar Din, they shouldn't make a Gemar Din, they shouldn't be Chayv Yuskila. He shechted the shayr. He shechted the shayr. So what's now? Well, now there's no Gemar Din, there's nothing. Now, guten Appetit. Now I can eat the shayr. Can eat the shayr. Kum te Bala Evet. He says, oh, I'm so happy you shechted the shayr. Now, Sher Tam is Mishtala Migufoy. Shuldig, you owe Chatzi Shloishim Shalavet. So you give me from the Sher to pay Chatzi Shloishim Shalavet. That would have been. Kum te posik, Ubala Sher Noki. No, since it's a Tam, you're poti for Chatzi Shloishim Shalavet. That's how Rabbi Kiva learned Pshat in the Pasuk. That means this kasha v'yule bezn v'yishalom loch did not bother him too much. He had an eitzer case. It's talking about that before you brought it to Bezn. So then, there'd be a svara to pay me gufoy. And that's what you need to meet. The pasuk is speaking about that the bailim shechted the shayir. Ma de taima lishtale minei. So now let a tam pay let the bala eved be goive from the gufa shayir. The mash malom hayulu bar ketolu, since he was aiming to get killed, afagav de shachte le lishtale minei. Now, on this Gemara, Dayela Sashach asks, why do you have to say Svoris, why he's potter? There's exactly, the Pasuk says he's potter, the Pasuk is potter, Bala Shenoki. You have to tell me Svoris, why he's potter? They said he's potter. Well, Kaponim, the Gemara says it's a reason also, because he was, Hayul Bal Ketolu, Afagav de Shachtele, Lishtal Amine. Let us see Rashi. V'neime Rabbi Kiva L'Nafshe, Kedak Shalele Rabbi Leza Le'il. Just like you asked Rabbi Leza, ask on yourself. Shekodam Bailo V'Shachtoi, Kaidam Shanik Berdinai, Itzach Le'ikrolim Miftarei. Fine. So that's how Rabbi Kiva didn't have any problem with this kashe of Yula Bezin Shalom Loch, because the pasuk is coming to tell us, Afilu the Bala Sheir Shechted the Sheir, is also spotted to pay. Ihochi, well, fine. An Eli Yishayim fell. That's why you need the two, you need the pasuk. Ihochi Rabbi Leza namik shekodem v'shochta. So what are you asking Rabbi Leza? So say the same story. Rabbi Leza said pshat, balo shenoki potter v'chatzi koifa. Atam is potter v'chatzi koifa. And Rabbi Leza, you jumped on his neck. Why do you need a meat v'chatzi koifa? V'yule bezn v'shalom loch. That was the kasha you asked on him. So say the same teretz you said on yourself, that it's speaking about that he shechted it before the Gemal Din. So that's the case. He shechted it before the Gemal Din. So I would think that he should man chatzi kaifa, kamash mo yom pe chatzi kaifa. Why did you chapel with yourself? Else went good. But in Rabbi Leza, you had problems. So Moshe Zochinami, when I asked this kasha, I knew this teretz. That's why I knew that perhaps Moiradike Kashe. Visova, I wanted to hear Dilma Islay Time Achine the Odif Mai. Maybe it's a better teretz. Maybe he has a better teretz than my teretz. My teretz is Nekimti. You need the posik. He shechted it before. I want to hear, maybe it's a better teretz to the Kashe. In Lamaisa we'll see Rabbi Leza Taka said a better teretz. Rabbi Leza said it was miskaven larigas abahima v'orgas odom. So there he's not chayiv skila and chayiv kaifa. That was Rabbi Leza's teretz. We'll see why Rabbi Kiva didn't like that teretz. But al kaponim, that's what Rabbi Leza is telling us. Rabbi Kiva is telling us that when it comes to myself, that's Ilam Shat, and with this kasha, I fam for the kasha that the pasuk is speaking about, that he shechted it before the Gemal did. When I asked Rabbi Leza, I want to see Rabbi Leza has a better teretz on this kasha. That's why he asked Rabbi Leza. Not if Mahai v'neim alay. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. I wanted to see maybe Rabbi Leza has a better teretz. Frek de Gemore, fine. The Rabbi Leza nami lishani lei shekodem v'shocht. Now, the goof of Kashi, why did Rabbi Leza say Rabbi Kiva's teretz? He says Rabbi Leza was groping, it's talking about Hemis al-Piyatzmai, al-Piyedechot, and the whole shtiklach teire, kufra kapor, al-Piyaganza meise. Then they said another teretz of when you say this teretz, when you say Rabbi Kiva's teretz, it's a very nice seer that the Bailam shechted the shayr. There's no problem of you lebezn v'yishalom loch, and that's why you need a posik. The name of Rabbi Leza nami lishani leishekodam v'shochtoi. Om aloch hosam hudin iskavein. Larig, he said, the teretz, I said, in his carbon, larig, as a behem, a borg, as a odom. The shayr, lav barkatole, who klal, there, the shayr is a lav barkatole, because he wanted to kill a behem. The sal kedai, the chamin, and the chayiv, I would think that your chayiv, the pechatzi kaifer, is a kolamute. Avol hoche, but Rabbi Kiva is a kimte. We're speaking about that he wanted to kill a person, and he killed a person. The mikore bar ketolahave, so he was aimed to get killed. Loitzorich kro afalgav deshochte. Now, I saw in the Dvar Yakim that Tere Shmuel, they say, amoyredike pshat in what Rabbi Lozer is saying now. Rabbi Lozer is saying, a sure tam killed a person. So the shaila is, it is a miyat hachatzikaifa, so there's a kasha, hachatzikaifa, akribe hachatzikaifa, vi bedzun lo shalom loch, the skila. Now Rabbi Kiva said, it tells, no, he shechted it before bedzun was agmaltim. So they say pshat as follows. What is pshat in the lumbus of this kasha, vi le bedzun be shalom loch? Is this a sibbe or a simen? That means you can learn two ways. You can learn pshat, how could you pay chatzikai for bezin is going to give it skila? So then if you learn pshat in the kasha is a sibbe. You can't pay because bezin is going to give it skila. And that Rabbi Kiva said in Iluyas, no, he shechted it before the gemar did. That's if you learn it's a sibbe. But you can learn it's a simen. A simon that means like this. I'm asking you like this. If the Torah says it's oimid l'skila, the Torah says you have to shtois the shah. You have to kill the shah. You have to recycle the shah. So between you and me, does the Torah want the person to get paid? Does the Torah really want the person to get paid? If you see the intent of the Torah wants this shah to get killed. That's what the Torah wants. That's the interest of the Torah. So we see the Torah is bechlal not interested that the Yorshim should get chatzi koifa. If the Torah wants to kill the Shoya. So then Afilu made a dreidel and he shechted the Shoya. But I see the Torah didn't want them to get paid. The Torah wanted the Shoya to get killed. So Mamela Philly shechted it, he's also potted to pay, because the Torah never wanted a share that's oimed l'skila, that you should pay from the share. So that's the svar of Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer nami l'shan l'shekodem v'shochtoi, amaloch, hosamu d'niskavin l'harges paper of the Torah, I said niskavin l'harges abeime, v'harges ha'odom, so the share is bachal not chayiv skila. The share la baketolu klal. Then the salka daita raminit nechayiv. It's the kolamute. Avol hoche de mikol baketolu leitzorich kro. It's poshit that you won't be goyver from the share. Avol gav de shochte, even though he shechted it. Let us see Rashi. Yoch, yamai moisim rabbi kiva rabbi leza, lael of yu lebezen, liyasa gadai tigamot su shnulik shikodem vishochtai, ilas lay time achime. Oba lach rabbi leza shikodem vishochtai lay itzachro, the hosom ki shahogar shalai bekavone itzach lemiftere mikaifa, the shayla bakatolo klal, vi lay miyatai avamine iker chiyu vay kaifo. I would think it's not a chayiv kaif, because it's not chayiv misa. Aval hocha de sher bar ketolu, tchiles dinay niftar mimomein. So we see the din of this sher is not that he's yimachuyev to pay. V'lechala olav teires tashlumim. The ikal lemeim, because I see the kavanas of the teires of yule bezn. Hilkach ki kodem v'shochtai, nami b'loikra miftar. Now just let's see the one Taisvez. The name of Rabbi Kiva l'Nafshi. Boy, the name is Loya Yedei Yosim Tulutzim. Rosham Olay Rabbi Leza Kiblom. The Poshloi Talmuda. The Mistama Hoya Yedei. Umashal, he knew these Tulutzim. My name is Kavan. Mashal Yechoshish. When the Islay, the Rabbi, he held like Rabbi, that Niskavan lebeheime. Vahor Gesa Odom. So Rabbi holds that you're potter from Kaifa also. Kolecha, the ain't a share beskill in a Baal Mishalm Kaifa. The ain't a share beskill in a Baal Mishalm Kaifa. Because we hold that even though the share is not beskill, the Baal Mishalm Kaifa, because we dashen im Kaifa. Im Kaifa is coming to tell us, even though ain't a share beskill, a Baal Mishalm Kaifa. Bim taima vidilme im kaifa le dorish rabbi kiva, but ve im eved dorish, יש לוימה, גימד לא ידורש עם קייפה, כל שכלוין לא ידורש עם עבד, כדמוכח לקמוס.